Allison Stanfield with Art Biz Coach, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. You know, making art is all about you. It's all about what you have to say to the world. But marketing your art isn't about you. Marketing is about your audience and potential audience. When you're actively engaged in promoting your art, the tools you use are less important than the end result. You're aiming to connect with others. And it's hard to connect if your marketing is I-centric. That's capital I-centric. Let me see if I can give you an example. Or better yet, let's see if you can find one for yourself. Look over the last blog post or newsletter or even email that you shared with your friends, fans, followers, and collectors. How much of it is for your reader? And how much of it ignores the reader? Whether you're sending an email or postcard, writing a newsletter, or posting to your blog, always consider the person at the receiving end. Whom do you want to read it? Whom do you want to act on it? Who is your ideal fan? If you're not quite sure, you might want to take time to do a little exercise. Think about who your ideal fan is. Describe the person in detail. Are they male or female? Do they live in a certain geographical region? What kind of work do they do, and how do they spend their leisure time? What are their values? Perhaps you can even identify your ideal fan by name. You know them. You know who they are. I can do that with my business. There are two or three people that I call my perfect clients. They don't know this yet, but they are. And I try to keep them foremost in my mind when I'm writing or creating a new product. Sometimes I falter, sometimes I forget about them, and that's when I struggle. When I need to get back on track, I think about my ideal fans and target my message to those people. I'm talking to you right now, don't you know it? So who are you writing for? Who is that newsletter or blog post for? Now, we help you identify your ideal reader in the blog triage class, the class that we teach online with our help for 4 weeks is really intense, and we want it to help you find a renewed joy for your blog. So think about joining us. If you don't need our help, if you want to do it all by yourself, that's cool too. We now have a blog triage self-study class. You can find both of them at artbizcoach.com/bt, as in blog triage, .html. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.